No deduction for you. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. President Obama has turned out to be more conservative on some things than his critics predicted, like foreign policy. But on domestic policy, it's the apocalypse, because he plans to raise taxes and he's going after the money where it lives. Upper income people. He's decided that people who make more than $250,000 a year have more money than people who don't. The trouble is, they don't always see it that way, especially those making, say, $260,000 a year. Home payments, college tuition, house cleaning, soccer uniforms. Pretty soon it feels like minimum wage. But of course, the real sacrifice will come from people making a lot more than the $250,000, and that raises another issue. Those are the people who finance the opera, the nonprofit hospitals, the universities, and other good deed doers. According to my arithmetic, under the president's changes in charitable deductions, the tax that a millionaire would owe after giving away $1 million would increase by $70,000. You feel their pain. Of course, then you read that story on the front page of the Wall Street Journal today about the money manager who took investments from universities and squandered over $500 million of it on things like a teddy bear that cost $80,000. And you think, well, at least if the government squanders that kind of money, they squander it on a highway. Even sod would be better. And in fact, this might bring back the idea of giving to a charity because it does good work, not because it's a tax deduction. I would also point out that millions of people seemed happy to donate an historic amount of money to a certain presidential candidate, and they weren't allowed to deduct one penny of it. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.